Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, welcome to the Must Hear Music Podcast. My name is Joe Lynch. I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschutz.
What's up, man?
And Lindsay Havens.
How goes it?
And we are going to do a little, we had a cliffhanger last week.
We
left off, well, it's been a busy year on the Must Hear Music Podcast because we killed off the Natalie Weiner character.
Yeah.
And then we had a cliffhanger last week where we said we were going to talk about our favorite albums of the year so far. And now that Q1, which is industry talk for the first 3 months of the year, is over.
It's not industry talk. It's just the first quarter of the calendar year.
No one says Q1 is not in an industry, though.
Well, like business people do.
Yeah, that's why I said
biz
industry.
Talk.
Oh, I see.
Because I didn't say music industry. I just said industry.
Fair.
Okay. I chose my words carefully. Anyway, don't come for me.
Yeah, fairly.
What was I? Oh, yeah. So now we are going to talk about our favorite albums of the year so far. And we actually just posted a thing on billboard.com. of all of 27 staff picks of our favorite albums, so we're going to cover a little bit of the same territory, but also branch out and also explain our choices, and then also we are going to come for Lindsay on a couple of her, or specifically one of her choices.
Yeah, I hear it's not a fan favorite, but it's a my favorite. So.
But we'll get to that later. So yet another tease. So.
Ooh. By the way, before we start, Natalie is fine. We actually didn't kill off Natalie.
No, Natalie is
alive. She's thriving.
Natalie's alive and well. She's at Bleacher Report. She got to interview Russell Wilson, who's like her favorite human. So I think life is good.
She's doing really well, yeah.
I just like pretending that when someone leaves the podcast that they get like killed off.
What happened to me then?
You got killed off and then
rose from the
ashes. Lazarus'd you.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Comeback story.
All
right. Right. The comeback kid, Jason Lipschutz.
I love it.
Okay. All right. Let's start with, let's start with one of Lindsay's picks. This is one I love as well. Khalid.
Yes.
The album American Teen. Let's talk about it. So
let's do that. It's a really great album. The single Location is actually one of my least favorite songs off the album.
Ooh.
Yeah. Curveball.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the type of album for me where you can just play it through multiple times and it sort of has a nice flow to it that way.
Yeah, there's like a real kind of like story arc to it.
Yeah.
And 18, I love.
Right?
There's another song I love that I forgot to write down the name of.
Title track is so good.
Title track is great.
Yeah.
It's just like also like he is, I think he's what, 19 now?
Yeah.
But he was like 17 when he started working on a lot of this. And it's just like so like his voice and what he's talking about like really seems like very like mature. Like he's got a very like complete mental view.
Mature, but at the same time, it's funny when you hear him talk about things like living at your parents' house and just like, you know, things that happen when you're 17 through 19.
Right. Well, but you live at your parents' house, right?
Yeah, they put me in the basement.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
This is just, like, one of those ones. I mean, I heard the singles, and I was like, oh, these are good. And then I, like, was shocked, like, how, like, fully, I don't know. Like, the album is just, like, a real complete piece.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, what's cool for me was that I was in L.A. for Grammy Week, and he did a showcase. This was a couple weeks before the album came out. And you know, I honestly figured that it wouldn't get a lot of buzz just because it's Grammy week. There are so many shows going on in LA. and it was at the Roxy, and it was sold out, and people were screaming for this kid and holding up signs like he was a boy band member. And that's when really when like it was a good indication that, you know, he's somebody to pay attention to. And obviously the I agree with you guys that the album really lived up to that, just in terms of how inventive it is and how he's you know, it's a crowded lane that he's entering in terms of like R&B pop music. Mm-hmm. But he, with his voice and his songwriting, I think really distinguishes himself.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? So wait, so Location's not your favorite. So what is your favorite on the album?
I think it's Another Sad Love Song. I think that's the title, right? Mm-hmm. That one gets stuck in my head often. And then Coasting.
Good one.
Yeah, I think that probably would be my favorite.
All right. What about you, Jason? Do you?
Yeah, I like the title track. I think the title track is my... I like Location a lot. Just as like a single and, mm-hmm. and a good like introduction to the album. But yeah, I like American Teen.
All right. Well, let's listen to a little bit of the album. I guess let's listen to American Teen then.
Oh, no. Well, let's go with Lindsay. It's Lindsay's pick.
Well, she picked
Way
Location.
To take it
and
over,
then,
Jason.
Wow. Look at
just,
me.
Just for those listening, Lindsay, before the podcast, I was like, well, let me know which song we should play in the podcast. And she said Location. But then she comes on the podcast and is like, I don't even like that song.
No, I do like it, but compared to the rest of the song, it's not my favorite. But
right,
I think
fine.
It's a good entry point.
Well, let's let you, the listener at home, decide. So it's Khalid, Location from American Teen, which is one of Lindsay's picks for best albums of the year so far. And it's up there probably in my top 10 as well. And like Dan Rice, who also works at Billboard, stands for this one hard. So let's listen to Location from Khalid.
Take advantage, don't leave my heart damaged. I understand that things go a little bit better when you plan it. Oh, so won't you send me your location? Let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through.
All right, that was Khalid. Jason, which Lipschutz pick do you want to talk
Lipschutz
about first?
Pick. Well, I want to pick one that I know Lindsay is a big fan of as well, which is Muna, About You. Great debut album. Another kind of artist that's entering a crowded lane of of this kind of alternative pop. But Muna's a band on RCA Records. And they just make really spectacular pop songs. Like it's hard to really go more in depth about it. I mean, they have songs that are about, you know, about love and, you know, moving on from heartbreak and stuff like that. But their voices are just really powerful. And I think that what I like about them the most is how their songs are arranged, where you have a song like my favorite song is End of Desire, and which we actually talked about on the Must Hear Music podcast, I think a little.
We did, yeah. This is a band we featured on the podcast before, maybe a month or two ago.
Yeah, and just how like that song like starts like in media re, like how it just goes.
Ooh, college term there. Yeah.
But it just goes into that first verse with no intro, and then you have like the single I Know a Place, which is it kind of bubbles for 10 seconds and then just glides from there. Mm-hmm. And like Loudspeaker is another one that that build up at the end really always gets me. I just think that they're doing things not in the most genius way. It's not like a groundbreaking album, but it's a very solid pop album that has parts to it that are really interesting and experimental when you dig into it. So Muna, they're great live too. Ran into Lindsay at the Muna show.
Yes, we did see each other there.
You sound disappointed about that, but that's okay.
It's trying to have a night out, Jason. Yeah, they're great live, and I think that they sound a little more rock live actually. Yeah. With the guitars and the way they do their production. But you said the album itself isn't groundbreaking, but I do think like their all-inclusive message and what they stand for, and the album itself is genderless, which I think is pretty cool of them to have done.
It's a great point, yeah.
So I think in ways they are sort of a groundbreaking trio.
You have to eat that, Jason.
So yeah. I'll leave it at that.
I stand corrected.
I think I, you know, we talked about this in the podcast before, and I like it. It's one of those things where like my first impression was like, oh, there's a lot of bands that already sound like this. But like, you're right. Like the songs and the builds in each of them, like, are, like, I put it on and in the background, and, you know, like, sometimes stuff like that you kind of just forget that it's on, but there were, like, several times listening to the album I was like, wow, this is, like, very, like, well put together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, for those who aren't familiar with Muna, imagine, like, Haim, but a little bit more synthesizer. That's kind of how I would describe them, so.
That's good, yeah. Yeah, I would say, you know, this is one of those things where it's, like, do I need more of this in my life? Like, maybe not, but whenever it's on, if I'm listening to it, I'm, like, enjoying it very much. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so let's listen to a little bit of that. Muna, About You. Loudspeaker was the song.
Yeah, right? Loudspeaker, right? Rules, yeah.
All right, Rules. All right. Rules,
it's a great song.
Let's do it. Muna, Loudspeaker. All right, that was Muna. Side note on Muna, I feel like, I mean, they've been getting good notices from, you know, the blogosphere, but, like, you walk into the Billboard office, if you, like, if somehow, like, a person's existence was just confined to this office, you would think that Muna was, like,
the biggest band.
The biggest thing in the world. Like, basically, it's, like, Drake and Muna is, like, the only thing you're going to hear about.
Drake and Muna.
The two biggest artists on the planet.
Yeah, I guess that's
high
fair.
Praise.
There's a lot of Muna love. People are over the Muna for this band. I'm gonna run out and slam my head into the refrigerator. All right, let's see one of my picks. Lauren Marling, album Semper Femina. The song I'm picking is Noelle, but the whole album, I'm a fan of hers. I mean, it's like, if you're not familiar, she's on her sixth album. But she's one of those artists you can really just, like, pick up any one of, like, start listening to any one of her albums. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, you have to, like, start at the beginning and work your way up. She is a really, I would say I'm a huge Joni Mitchell fan. Like, Joni Mitchell's in my, like, top five of all time. Blue is maybe my favorite album. And there's that Joni Mitchell-esque thing where she's, like, got a beautiful kind of tremulous voice. She's very intricate acoustic guitar picking, you know, uses, like, other orchestration very sparingly, but very gorgeously. It's just one of those things where it's like, even if you're not really, like, honing in on her lyrics, like, you listen to the music and you just, like, kind of feel like crying, but in, like, a beautifully cathartic way.
Slow motion crying.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes you need that. Sometimes you need a good, good cry.
Slow mo.
But yeah, I think the new album is just, like, probably, like, as good as anything she's ever done. I'm not saying it's, like, her best, but it's just, like, there's two songs in particular, Noelle and The Valley, that I just, like, hone in on. That
I like The Valley.
Heartbreakers. But what do you guys think about it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge Laura Marling fan, even though it's kind of right up my alley. I will say, I was listening to this album first before you. I was like, have you heard that new Laura Marling? You're like, no, not yet. I was like, oh, it's very Joe core. I think
you,
I called
it Joe core. Yeah. Lynch core.
Lynch core, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's definitely very pretty. I haven't really connected with it yet in a way that I keep returning to it. But I've listened to it a couple times. We featured her in Billboard magazine. I listened to it and it's very, like you said, intricate, and her, she's always great. Like, there's. My thing with her is that I kind of wish she would strive a little bit outside her comfort zone sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, I basically listened to every Laura Marling album, and I'm just like, I'm always like, oh yeah, like, that's,
yeah.
Like, what would you say about this album is, like, something that, like, I can sink my teeth into? Or is it just, you think, like, that steadiness factor?
I think there's a steadiness. Yeah, I mean, I guess I can hear what you're saying. but I think she's very kind of like Lucinda Williams, like, is one of those artists, like, each new album isn't really that different than the last.
Yeah.
But, like, there's just such, there's something to be said for, like, a consistent catalog, that someone who can, like, every, whatever, 3 years put out just, like, rock solid songs in the same vein. But I hear what you're saying. Like, there is an element where it's like, well, is this that different from the last album? Like, short answer, not really. But I think what works, and similarly, like, you could also be like, well, you know, like, singer-songwriter stuff, like, that we perfected that in the 70s. Why do we need someone doing it in 2017? And I would tend to agree with that, like, but I just think she's so good in terms of just her voice is special to begin with.
Yeah.
But just the song construction and the intricacy of how she puts, like, her guitar with the strings and everything, it rises above. And, like, to do something that's kind of a retro genre and then, like, you know, I guess, like, Muna, like, it just needs to be better than, like, 90% of what's out there, because musically what you're doing isn't groundbreaking, but if you're going to stand above the pack, just be the best at it. And I think that's what I really don't, to my reckoning, there's, like, no one doing this better right now. Mm-hmm. The 70s, like, teary-eyed singer-songwriter thing. So
cool.
That's my take. One man's take.
But
what do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, I agree more with Jason on this. I didn't love it. I used to be a huge fan of singer-songwriters and have sort of moved away from that just because I think I do, like, want more.
Yeah.
And this album is just a little bit sleepy for me.
That's fair.
That being said, she does have a beautiful voice, and I could listen to it all the way through, but I probably wouldn't revisit it.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually haven't revisited it.
Well, there we go.
So point proven there.
All right. Well, we've got two against one, but let's listen to a little bit of it. So Laura Marling from her sixth album, Semper Femina, which is, I think, I read this online. I didn't know this. Taken from a Virgil poem, apparently. Yes. You say that like you read
no,
that
no,
and you were
I,
like, oh, of course, that's from a Virgil.
Come
poem.
On. Yeah.
How could you not know that?
Anyways, the song is called Noel. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
I'm Noel, you know me well. And I didn't even show you the sky. Fickle and changeable, semper femina.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right, let's do a Jason pick.
Oh,
let's bring it back to Jason. So this is it's Stormzy.
Yeah,
the album is
very perhaps the most different from Laura Marling.
Yeah,
Stormzy
sounds exactly like Laura Marling.
One in the same.
So UK grime artist Stormzy. Yeah. Song is Gang Signs and the album is Gang Signs and Prayer. Song is Big for Your Boots, which is the single, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you talk about why you like this before I give my
man
take.
I just love this. I mean, I'm a you know, I'm not a huge grime guy. I was more into like grime in college, and then I got into like UK dubstep and all that kind of stuff. And now it's kind of more. Joe, why are you? What?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No,
what
nothing.
What do I got?
And this is a bad critical perspective, what I'm about to say. This is bad music criticism. But I just, like, I don't know. Like, honestly, like, UK rappers, like okay, I love, like, Dizzy Rascal's first album, like, Boy in the Corner, I love. That's great.
Yeah.
But, like, there's something about just, like, a UK, with the British accent rapping, like, I really have a hard time taking it seriously.
Wow.
I get that.
And
very
it
offensive.
Also, it is offensive. And I would say in this case, like, I like Big for Your Boots, like, his rapping is great, like, just on, like, statistically, whatever, like, scientific breakdown, like, he does a great job, great flow. But I would say musically, like, there's like this like faux like choral thing going on in the background. It's just like
so good.
almost like it's trying to be so serious and dark that it's just like kind of goofy to me. Like, oh, it's almost like a John Williams like Duel of the Fates. Like, it's too much. Like, it's just.
Oh, I'll take that.
It's like so serious that I'm just like, all right, come on.
Well, that's the whole. So the whole thing about this album is that there's songs like Big for Your Boots that are very like. You know, they're very, like, aggressive and jacked up and almost, like, you know, chest-thumping singles. There's a couple of them. There's a song called Cold that's just awesome, and it's just about how he's the coldest man in the whole world. He's basically, like, the Jack Frost of hip-hop. But there's
you
also
mean like
very
Jack Frost with Michael Keaton of hip hop, right?
He did pass away and come back as a snowman. That is Stormzy's backstory.
That's awesome.
No.
Yeah.
No. Well, anyway, Stormzy is I'm sorry. We kind of fast forwarded. He's a new grime artist. He's really blowing up overseas. I think he's only like 23 or 24, and this is his first album. And yeah, I mean, Big for Your Boots is the big single, but there's a lot of, like I said, like aggressive stuff on here that I really connect with, but he's also really good at like R&B and kind of slowing things down on this album. And he has a song with Kehlani that's beautiful.
I did
yeah,
like
that,
that
song.
Song
is good.
I will 100% give you that.
So you guys are more into like affectionate Stormzy.
Cigarettes and Kush. Yeah, I did like that song.
Yeah. But I think like overall the album's very balanced and you get kind of a good idea of who he is. Like there's some, you know, like hip-hop, like, again, like, chest-thumping, like I said, but there's also, like, he talks about how he was depressed, and he talks about how much he loves pop music, and he talks about growing up, and like, coming from a really hard background. Like, I get, like, a good idea of who this guy is immediately from this album. And honestly, I would say, like, this is probably the album I've listened to the most so far this year. It's just really great front to back. The first time I listened to it was I guess maybe a month ago when we had a big snowstorm and I was shoveling to it and it actually pumped me up while I was shoveling, which is cool.
Right back to Jack Frost.
Yeah, right back. Wow, some
full
parallels. So I was, even though I was cold, I listened to Cold and it warmed my heart. Anyway, listen to Stormzy. What do you guys think?
I'm somewhere in between. Like I find him humorous, but I don't know why. But I can still listen to him and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So I don't hate it. I don't love it.
Okay.
But, yeah, I listen to it, and I guess it's, like, feel-good music because he does kind of make me laugh in a way, especially if I'm watching the music video.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a good album.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
What did you think, Joe?
I already said what I think.
I think he hates it, maybe.
Yeah. I don't hate it. No, it's just, like I said, I have a hard time with the British accent and rapping at the same time, and I guess also like stylistically, like grime just also isn't my thing. But I, you know, like I said, I thought the flow on Big for Your Boots was incredible. I did like Cigarettes and Kush.
Yeah,
I think he's talented. I think it's just one of those things where I have to be like, I have to admit, like this just doesn't like. There's something about me and my taste that like just it's not going to work for this.
But you are a big Dizzy Rascal guy.
I wouldn't say a big Dizzy Rascal. I would say I loved the first album.
Were you at the show last year where he did it?
I wasn't, and I really wanted to go, but I had he did his first album last for those listening live. What are you going
to
do?
Well, listen to Stormzy.
You can't please everyone.
No, you can. Stormzy can.
You can.
So, Gang Signs of Prayer. Listen to it.
All right. Well, let's listen to Big for Your Boots. This is the Lipschutz pick for best of the year so far.
If mad is a family thing, straight family thing. Dumb man, I broke, no salary thing. Had a painting called Amy telling me to come round hers on a Valerie thing. # Murky Academy thing. Coming like art in the gallery thing. Dumb boy there, want to chat about bars, want to chat about crud. You're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size toes on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Strange. Kick up the you. Man, know that I kick up the you. Then boy there, try to suck the truth.
All right, that was Stormzy. Let's move on to another contentious British artist.
Here we go.
Rag and Bone Man. The album is Human. And this is a Lindsay pick.
Apparently an unpopular pick.
Well, why don't you talk about why you like Rag and Bone Man.
I love his voice. It's deep, raspy, and soulful, and he's like this big, burly dude, but he sings like about very tender topics.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, the two singles that hit big were the lead single Human and Skin, which I get why they hit big, because they're more up-tempo. and they have a little bit more going on. But I actually find, like, I think it's called The Bitter End, and some of his slower songs that are pretty raw, let me tell you.
I've only heard the two singles. When he gets slow, does he get a little more sensual, or like,
what? Yeah, yeah, maybe. I don't know. You'd have to ask him, but
I won't. But
well, I'll ask him for you if you're listening, Rag and Bone Man.
Have you talked to Rag and Bone yet?
I have not.
All right. We have to change.
We've got the world's number one Rag and Bone fan on this podcast, and it is Lindsay.
It's me. Yeah, it is me. But yeah, surprisingly, people that I've talked to around the office here don't share in my love.
That's accurate.
Two of which are in this room.
Oh, come on. Well, what really, like, what made you put it from I like it to, like, my pick for this?
The fact that I actually picked it up off your desk.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, wow. So, okay. Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
And I listened to it once, and then, like, the whole weekend, I actually listened to this and Khalid's album sort of, like, back and forth, like, through all the way, and I still do that. I have a playlist with just their two albums in it.
Nice.
So, yeah. And they go really well together, I think, because Khalid, they do something similar in terms of soul, but Khalid's just more pop.
Mm-hmm.
Rag and Bone Man is more like southern gritty rock almost.
I think, honestly, like, half the problem with Rag and Bone Man is his name. Like, honestly. Like, if he just, like, released that album as, like, John Turner.
I think his name is Rory Graham.
That's a great name.
Rory Graham, right? Rory Graham. Yeah.
If I made that up, you should go by Rory Graham.
Yeah. But, like, I think that's part of the problem is, like, oh, what are you listening to, Joe? Rag and Bone Man. It sounds like a horror movie. But anyway.
Well, wait. So I'm also, I want to call out your blurb on billboard.com
Let's
about this
about
album.
Talk about the blurb.
Poor
so
Lindsay.
This also has, not a bad way. This also has a cosign from a very important person in your life, right?
Oh, yes, of course. Dad, if you're listening,
this
one's for you.
Your dad likes Rag and Bone Man?
Yeah,
my dad
does this.
That's awesome.
Rag and Bone Dad. He does this great thing where when he's listening to a song on the radio that he loves, he, like, makes a point of pulling over to text me about it. So it happened with this song. It happened with Portugal the Man's new song, I Feel It Still, I think is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually
Portugal
how I know.
Dad.
Portugal the Dad, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's usually how I know. It's a good song. And he's a fan. I'm a fan by association.
The Havens
that's
Clan
nice.
Is all on
fan.
The Rag and
I can't,
Bone Man.
I can't criticize anything that connects you and your father musically.
Right?
Well,
yeah.
I can. And am I ever?
So let's hear it now, huh?
It just, I don't know. It doesn't, the whole, like, it's, you're right, like, everything you said about it is right. Like, he does have a good voice. It's just, like, so, like, I don't know, like, white soul rock. It's just, like, lame to me. I can't do it.
I guess I understand that, but
yeah, what,
you're wrong.
Yeah, what honestly I was going to say, I actually did listen to it before this. And, yeah, he does have a really good voice. I just don't like them, like his style of music. Like,
I think the Human Song is pretty good. Skin, I, like, had to, like, force myself to get through.
What?
It's, like, I don't know, it's just, like, it was a little too, it was, like, gritty, butt-polished, and I was, like, it's just, like, trying to have it both ways, like,
and
have that southern grit, but also, like, clearly aim towards radio, and I'm, like, don't do either, actually.
Well,
like, I'm opting out.
What's funny is I always, for a while, I mixed up Human with that Kaleo song. Kaleo song, Way Down We Go.
Oh, interesting.
Because
I can see
it's a very, like, they're very, like, meaty, like, and it's kind of
similar,
like,
yeah, similar vibe there.
But, you know, yeah, it's just not for me, but I respect, like I said, anything that brings Havens closer together.
And yeah, I will say, like, I honestly do think, like, he'll for sure be big in Britain. I think he already is big in Britain.
He's huge, yeah.
But, like, I could see this breaking through in the U.S. Like, you are right to, like, call this out. I could see this being popular.
Yeah, people love this song.
We're
in
the
minority.
And, like, him having a, like, legit career, so.
Yeah, I think so, too.
We're just snobs and haters, is what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rag and Bone fans will win the day.
Yeah.
But let's listen to a little bit of it. So let's listen to Skin, right? Was
the
one
your
you
favorite
wanted to,
song off the
my
album.
My fave song in the album. Rag and Bone Man Human album. This is one of the singles, Skin.
So far now it's hard to tell. Yeah, we came so close. It was almost love. It was almost love. It was almost love. When I heard that
right. Last and not least is one of my picks. The artist is Gabriel Garzon Montana. The album is called Jardine. The song I wanted to hone in on is Sour Mango. The whole album to me, though, is a really just like interesting, like genre. Like it's just almost like a genre. I guess if you had to like say like, you know, like force a label on it, I would tell someone it's like kind of like psychedelic, soulful R&B. But yeah, like they really like it touches on so many things. Like it's clear. I don't know this guy. I've never interviewed him, but it's clear to me that he's like drawing on just like everything from like hip hop to jazz to rock to soul. Like I would imagine that his record collection is massive. And it just kind of like all like stews together in like a gumbo and then comes out in this very like intricately constructed, like stylistically diverse album. I love Sour Mango. It's got these like cool staccato hand claps. It's got these like kind of like halting woozy strings. It's just every song is very, has a lot of strange choices for the instruments, which I appreciate. Like, you know, he'll take his hook and then he'll like do something weird with it, basically. Yeah. Which makes, for me, that means I can like listen to it over and over and not get sick of it. So it's just a very like different, it's just one of those things that just kind of comes out of nowhere. I mean, he originally got famous because Drake, I think, sampled or interplayed one of his songs for Jungle. But, you know, I don't want to like pigeonhole him as like a Drake related person, because he's really just a unique artist and just kind of one of those people. I'm excited to see what happens next.
Yeah, me too. Just because on this album, he did put so much out there. So I think it's interesting to see if he'll pick a lane going forward, if he'll just do more of everything.
Right. Yeah. I think he does a good job at everything.
I think so too. Actually, I totally missed this album until you brought it up, so I'm happy you did, because it is—it's really good.
Same, snapping. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's very pleasant and like very bright and warm on this like cold, rainy day. I was listening to it. I was like, yeah, it's getting a better frame of mind. Yeah. Getting ready for this podcast. Mm. It's.
Wow, you really connected with that.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys liked it. After that drubbing Laura Marling took just 10 minutes ago.
Get out of here. No.
Glad you brought me back in.
Yeah. His voice is just kind of this, it's great soulful voice, but also this kind of like fragility to it. AllMusic had a really good review of this album where they said it's like he, and this is a weird description, but they made it like, they were like, he sings like he's like looking into the sun and squinting. And it was like, that's a very odd description, but is 100% accurate.
Yeah, it makes for this. Sense.
I like that.
I like it too. So thanks, AllMusic. Anyways, let's listen to Sour Mango. So from the album, I would say if you're curious, check out Sour Mango and Fruit Flies. Those are my two faves, but let's listen to Sour Mango now. Okay, so that was Gabriel Garzon Montana. The album is Jardine, and that's all we got. But if you're curious about more picks that Billboard staffers have made for Best Albums of the Year so far, we did a 27 album gallery on Billboard.com.
27, wow.
That's a lot of albums.
It's a lot of albums. And I mean, and that runs
for
everything.
Quarter of the year.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think I'm actually glad we did this, because I feel like we were kind of talking about this the other day, weren't we? Like, it's just so easy. There's so much music out there, and it's really easy, at least for me, to feel like I get left behind. Like, at the end of the year, I'm like looking at these like best of lists, and I'm like, Jesus, like I meant
you
to listen to that
so
album
much.
10 months ago.
Yeah.
So like having a like little quarterly check-in is kind of nice to like, you know, force yourself to like keep up on
Catch
these
up.
Things, keep tabs on this new music.
Love it.
But yeah, and the list on .com is everything from like Drake and Ed Sheeran, the big names, to some of the like up and comers, like we've talked about on this podcast.
Yeah.
So yeah, check it out and tweet us your favorite albums or songs of the year so far, please. And next week we'll be back to just a regular old podcast.
You know what next week is, my man?
What?
Oh, yes.
Talking about some Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah, that'll be exciting. We get to talk about new Harry Styles. And I also did an interview with J-Sum, who is an awesome indie band. The lead singer of that, I talked to her. So we'll have her interview, too. So we're going to end this podcast with yet another tease. So tune in next week. Also, so yeah, that Harry Styles, it's called Sign of the Times. Like, doesn't he know there's a Prince song? Like, what is he doing? I'm sure he does know that.
I guess we'll talk about that next week.
We'll figure this out next week. But anyways, thank you so much for listening. Tweet any and all of us your picks for this year thus far, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered